He Came with the Couch by David Slonin. Buy it at Chronicle Books. I bought this book at The Next Page in Kodiak, Alaska. I read it to my sister on March 18th, 2006. It was good. My sister liked it too. Buy a copy so you can see the great pictures. They will make you laugh, like my sister and me. If you're listening and following along in this book, turn the page when you hear... Okay, let's get started. Our family needed a new couch.
The couch is on fire and it's getting thrown out the window.
Yeah, and the girl's watching it from her treehouse. We looked and looked, but we couldn't find a couch we liked.
The couch is eating the person.
Yeah, I think the couch is just really squishy. By nighttime, all we had found was a tin horn for me and a squeaky bone for Roscoe. Then Dad suddenly hit the brakes. Aha! He cried.
There's a big dinosaur over there.
Yeah, they found a couch. There's a guy in the couch. Soon, we were heading home with a new couch. Who's that back there? I asked. I don't know, said Dad. He came with the couch.
He has purple hair and a yellow nose and a blue face.
Yeah, and he looks kind of weird.
And that squirrel's chasing his hay corn.
The next morning, he was still there, so I gave him some toast and let him play with Bonnie. I'm Sophie, I told him. Who are you? But he didn't say anything.
The toast is on his shirt.
Yeah. She's trying to help him eat, but he won't eat. Can we keep him? I asked. No, said Dad. Mom and Dad tried to persuade him to leave, but he didn't budge. Maybe he's sick, I said, so they called the doctor. It's an acute case of aposteurosis, said the doctor. He needs to get out more.
What does aposteurosis mean?
It's a type of sickness, Anna.
Well, how do you get it?
I think you get it from sitting way too long on the couch's upholstery.
Oh.
So, we took him to the Grand Canyon.
They took the couch to the Grand Canyon?
They sure did. We took him to the beach.
There's even sand couches.
Yeah. We took him to Washington, D.C., but he never left the couch. Mom and Dad said we just have to get used to him. Great, I said. Then one day, a branch snapped, and I fell from my tree. Help! I screamed. There was a sudden crash.
Oh, no, she's falling from her tree.
Yeah. He saved me.
The parents are glad. And he finally moved.
That's why we're all so glad he came with the couch. But it wasn't long before we were off to another rummage sale.
That dog must be hungry.
She came with the chair.
Oh no, not again.
Now it's your turn. Go back to the beginning and read it on your own.